Good morning. 10 days after one of Thailand's most heinous murders, police on the island of Koh Phangan say they've closed the case and are seeking the death penalty for the Spaniard Daniel Sancho. The authorities believe there was never any doubt that Sancho, the son of a famous Spanish actor Rodolfo Sancho, killed and dismembered the Colombian surgeon Edwin Arrieta. They say he stabbed Arrieta in the chest and then dismembered the body and dumped the remains in the rubbish, which ended up in a local landfill. According to the investigation, Sancho wanted to end their relationship and the Colombian refused to do so. "I am guilty, but I was Edwin's hostage," Sancho said. Speaking on Spanish television, Sancho said the Thai police had taken him to a luxury restaurant for dinner to celebrate his collaboration with the authorities. There's been a lot of speculation about the murder because the victim hit his head following the stabbing, but in the end, the authorities have said that Sancho acted alone and have ruled out the hypothesis of an accidental death. The controversy surrounding bullfighting looks set to continue following an incident on Monday when a bullfighter was rushed to hospital in a serious condition. 28-year-old Alejandro Conquero from Huelva experienced a terrifying incident when he was violently gored and tossed by the bull. The matador is now in a serious condition in hospital. A joint operation between the National Police and Europol has led to the arrest of 19 people, 16 Syrians and 3 Moroccans, who assisted with the transportation of undocumented migrants from Spain to Germany and Norway. In a recent statement issued by Europol, it was stated that during the operation, law enforcement authorities conducted checks in 7 different locations. The suspects were responsible for orchestrating the transport of migrants to Madrid's Barajas Airport. At the same time, they coordinated the purchase of tickets for the immigrants destined mainly for Western and Northern European countries. The criminal network is also believed to have managed an extensive operation, also smuggling undocumented immigrants from Turkey to Germany via Bulgaria, Romania, Hungary, and the Czech Republic. And the airports of the AENA network closed July with an all-time record number of passengers. 29,762,051 people walked through the airport's doors. The figure is 10% more than in the same month of 2022 and 1.2% more than in 2019 before the pandemic. In July this year, AENA handled 242,222 aircraft movements, 5.1% more than in 2022, and 86,779 tons of cargo were transported, which is 8.6% more than last year. The Adolfo Suarez Madrid Barajas Airport recorded the highest number of passengers in the 7 months of the year, with 5,543,088, representing a growth of 10.3% compared to July last year. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.